Good morning. Good Monday morning to you. It is time to wake up. Are you ready? I'm ready. We're going to have a good week. We're inching closer to the cross. We just crossed through the fifth Sunday of Lent. And then we'll have this week and then one more week. The week after this one's Holy Week. And then we're on to the big stuff. So let's stay locked in, okay? We don't need to be amped up. We don't need to be anxious. We just need to be locked in, paying attention. Remember Mary, right? I know it's so easy. I find myself lots of times here lately just hearing Jesus say to me, John David, you're worried and upset about many things, but only one thing is needed. And Mary has found it. So, yeah, that's what I mean by locked in. Let's just keep finding the gravity of the floor with Mary at the feet of Jesus. Okay, so let's begin today, this week, in consecration. Here comes the word of God. Wake up, sleeper. Rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. Jesus, I belong to you. I lift up my heart to you. I set my mind on you. I fix my eyes on you. I offer my body to you as a living sacrifice. Jesus, we belong to you. And we're praying in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, today's entry is entitled From Self-Improvement to Real Transformation. And our text is Philippians chapter 1, verses 3 through 6. Hear now the word of the Lord. I thank my God every time I remember you. In all my prayers for all of you, I always pray with joy because of your partnership in the gospel from the first day until now, being confident of this, that he who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. The word of the Lord. Now, consider this. Can you believe we are still on transformational question number one? Am I growing? You're thinking, you know, we don't have a lot of days left and we still got two more questions. Hang in there with me. It's going to take us to the end. Just be warned. It turns out the answer to this question is actually the more important question. How is Jesus transforming me? We must constantly be reminded of this fact. Transformation is not self-improvement. Remember our watchword from Transfiguration Mountain? Metamorpho-o. It means transcendent formation. It is a change process coming from outside of us to the deep, inmost place inside of us. Coming from somewhere else, indeed, from someone else. And working from the inside out. Transformation shows up in our outside self, but it begins deep on the inside. He who began a good work in you. Transformation originates with Jesus. We'll carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. Transformation continues, is carried forward, and completed by Jesus. Yes, the secret to transformation is Jesus himself. Did I tell you the story of how I first met Maxie, my mentor? I was his yard man. Yes, I mowed the yard and raked the leaves and pruned the trees and cultivated the roses and peonies and hydrangeas, and I could go on. It was my first year of seminary at Asbury Theological Seminary in Wilmore, Kentucky. Maxie was the new president. I had been hired to keep the grounds, 40 acres, where he and his wife, Jerry, lived. One morning I was there early and needed to ask him something. As I opened the back door, I could hear him talking. "Wait," I thought to myself, "is he talking to himself?" Someone was shouting his name, and it sounded like his own distinctive voice. He was saying, "Maxie, the secret is simply this, Christ in you." Yes, Christ in you, bringing with him the hope of all the glorious things to come. When I asked him about it, he said it was his adaptation of the J.B. Phillips translation of Colossians 1:27. Maxie said he began every day by declaring this word of God aloud over himself. Yes, the secret to transformation is Jesus himself. Self-improvement puts us in the driver's seat. It rides on the rails of the 10 two-letter words, "If it is to be, it is up to me." Self-improvement will gladly ask Jesus for assistance, but Jesus doesn't do self-improvement. He traffics in transformation. He is the beginning, the middle, and the end of transformation. The secret is inviting him to sit enthroned over your life and ceding all control over to him. I've tried to follow Maxie in his approach to following Jesus. Would you join me? I want you to insert your name in the blank, like he would say Maxie. You're going to say Rachel or Geneva or Robert or Joe. So I'm going to say my name, John David. That's where you say your name. The secret is simply this. Now repeat that after me. Okay, let's just start again. John David, your name. The secret is simply this. Christ in you. You say it. Yes, Christ in you. Bringing with him the hope of all the glorious things to come. Got it? This is a move we're making here. Let's try it again. Say your name, and then repeat the phrases after me. John David, the secret is simply this. Christ in you. Yes, Christ in you. bringing with him the hope of all the glorious things to come. I want you to copy that down in your journal today. That is a word. That is a move. You start doing that every day, you're standing on Bible. I mean, I don't care if you're 5 years old or 95 years old. That's a word for you. Because he who began a good work in you will be faithful to bring it to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. That's what we're doing here, gang. Let's pray. Our Father, how we thank you for your Son, Jesus. And Lord Jesus, you are the secret of transformation, because you are the transformation yourself. Transform our minds with this truth, this fact, until our minds are finally renewed. By the Holy Spirit, we cede all control to you. Our temples are henceforth under new management. Praying in your name, Jesus. Amen. Here's some more journal prompts. You're going to copy that verse down, that word. And now here's this one. Is it registering with you yet that you are not doing the transformation in your own life? How about this amended phrase? If it is to be, it is up to Jesus in me. I like that. Write that down in your journal. And what are the implications of this amendment? Well, it blows the two-letter word motif, but it's right, I think. If it is to be, it is up to Jesus in me. I mean, that kind of takes the pressure off, doesn't it? That kind of changes our part of the equation from striving to abiding, from trying harder to trusting. Yeah. Well, man, I like this teaching today. This is the secret. I didn't make it up. It was revealed from God's word to me and to you. And this is the longing of our hearts to step into this kind of realism. This is the revelation that becomes reality. And I thought we might sing another chorus today. Dad's not with me today, but you probably know it. I'm going to have the words printed in the email today, but it's a Keith Green song. It's a classic, probably from the 80s. As the Deer. It comes from Psalm 42. It's a song of longing. And it's got about three verses to it. Just join with me in it. As the deer panteth for the water, so my soul longeth after thee. You alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship thee. And you alone are my strength, my shield. To you alone may my spirit yield. You alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship thee. And you're my friend, and you are my brother, even though you are a king. I love you more than any other, so much more than anything. And you alone are my strength, my shield. To you alone may my spirit yield. You alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship you. Last verse. I want you more than gold or silver. Only you can satisfy. You alone are the real joy giver and the apple of my eye. And you alone are my strength, my shield. To you alone may my spirit yield. You alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship you. Let's go back to that first verse one more time, and let's just sing it out. Now, let your longing come to the fore. As the deer panteth for the water, so my soul longeth after thee. You alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship you. You alone are my strength, my shield. To you alone may my spirit yield. You alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship you. Yes, I long to worship you. Amen. Well, it was good to go there today. It's just getting right down there on the floor with Barry, isn't it? It's just leaving the many things, tired and worried and upset about many things, and just recalling ourselves to the primacy, the supremacy of his abiding presence. I just think throughout our days, a lot of times you'll just go sit down in a corner while we lose our mind, lose our patience, get upset, get frazzled. He's just sitting there waiting. He's like, come on, come back to center. And you know what that is? That's consecration. It's as close as really saying from your heart to his, Jesus, I belong to you. I'm coming back to the heart of worship. I just got to keep bringing myself back to you. This is how we train. This is how we grow. This is how his gravity becomes our gravity. Well, we got to get out today. It's Monday. It's going to be a lot of people are going to be dragging a little bit today. And you're going to come alongside them and encourage them. Be a blessing to them. Have a kind word, a knowing glance, an assuring presence. That's Jesus in you, the secret. Just follow him from the inside. Get your seeds, gang. I got mine. And I'll see you on the field.